Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director, Linda DiMarino, with highlights from Sierra County. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Always happy to be here.
You're welcome. Well, a lot of things going on for the holidays coming up, starting off Saturday, November the 30th.
Yes, Sierra County is chock full of events for the holiday, and November 30th kind of kicks that off with the Elephant Butte Fine Arts and Crafts Show. There are a collection of artisans and craft makers that participate in this, and they have a variety of items, and it's a really good place to come if you're looking for something special for the holidays as a gift. Some of the things they have silver jewelry and fine art, candy, kettle corn, pecans, and ceramics. There's going to be wine available from Shattuck Vineyards, and part of the proceeds go to benefit the Sierra County Cancer Assistance Group in Sierra County.
And this is going to be held on Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Elephant Butte Lake RV Resort. Where is that?
That is in Elephant Butte. There's an RV resort. It is kind of on the main drag there across the street from the Elephant Butte Inn. It kind of is back there. There's two entrances to the RV park, and if you just look, there's a sign that it'll point you back there.
Are you expecting a lot of people on that day?
Yeah, we actually get hundreds of people coming through there just because the quality of the products is so good that people are sure to make sure they go to this event, because it really is only one day a year, and if you don't get the things that you want that day, you miss it.
And what's happening in Hillsboro on Saturday, December 7th?
On that day, Hillsboro hosts its Christmas in the Foothills event. This is always a fun event. My favorite part of it, actually, is a thing called the $49.99 Art Sale. And it's kind of like a raffle. The different artists donate an item. Then the people buy a raffle ticket. And if your raffle ticket is chosen, you then have the right to purchase that from the artist for $49.99. And some people may think that sounds like, wait a minute, you win a raffle that you have to buy something? Well, one of my favorite artists, Nolan Winkler, she always puts something out there. So I go out there to always try to win her piece that she puts in it. But there's all sorts of craft stuff. Usually there's some books from the museum. And I believe that the museum in Hillsboro has had some renovation done on it. And so I'm pretty sure that will be open as well. Also, there are raffles and food vendors, and they're selling handmade holiday wares, and there's all sorts of good stuff to buy. And Hillsboro, if you've never been there, if you are on I-25, you just take the exit 63 and head towards Hillsboro. It really is a lovely Saturday drive, so I encourage you to head there.
Then coming up for two weekends in December, December 6th and 7th, and then December 14th and 15th, it's the Monticello Holiday Store.
Yes, this is actually one of my favorite things that happens in Sierra County throughout the year. And Monticello, if you haven't been there, is a cute little town. It's 40 minutes outside of Truth or Consequences. You take Highway 181 to Highway 52 and then turn towards Monticello. That takes you to Highway 142, and you keep going until you arrive at the Monticello Plaza. It'll be on your left-hand side. You don't have to look for a number. You just have to look for where all the people are. And usually people park just before it at the fire station, and then they walk the rest of the way. So the Monticello Holiday Store, it's December 7th and 8th, and then the 14th and 15th. It's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and they have so many artisans there with really special handmade, handcrafted gift items. And if you are looking for a gift that's just not made out of plastic and shipped from another country, this is the place to go, because these artisans put like a lot of heart and soul into what they make. And it's always good to, you know, help out your local folks. So some of the things that we really like out at the Monticello Holiday Store are hand-forged blades, including lots of kitchen knives, and jewelry by a young man named Ashe Kravenak that may sound familiar to people because he was on the History Channel's Forged in Fire competition, and he won his episode. It was season 5, episode 25, entitled The Sengizi, and he beat out 3 other people. So his blades are actually in high demand, so that's a really good place to come and buy a blade. Also, the Old Monticello Farms, which grows all sorts of things from lavender to grapes. And those grapes, they actually produce an organic balsamic that's really amazing. They are aged in 7 different wood barrels that are Italian barrels. And this balsamic vinegar is unbelievable. Like, it's the kind of thing where you only need one drop and that flavor just goes on and on for a long time. It's really special. They also, at the Old Monticello Farms, produce chemical-free lavender and beauty products and household items. Then there's other organic treats like the homemade harissa, tomato salt, spicy ketchup, and caramel corn. And these are things that you can find in the Monticello Holiday Store. Leilin produces beautifully natural dye-free wool clothing, including mittens and sweaters, leg warmers, hats, skirts, and more. And then, of course, there's Claudia, who cooks up food. So while you're shopping, you can stop and have some pozole or other snacks. Plus, there's other artwork, jewelry, and toys for the little ones that you can find there as well.
So all of these items can be found for 2 weekends only at the Monticello Holiday Store. And then also an old-fashioned Christmas is coming up on Friday, December 13th. And you're in charge of that?
We are in charge of that. Main Street Truth or Consequences has been hosting that for about 12 years now. It kicks off at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th in Evelyn Renfro Park in the heart of downtown, Truth or Consequences. And we do the Christmas tree lighting. Right after that, we kick off the parade of lights that goes around the downtown loop. We do have opening for the parade of lights, so if anybody feels like decorating their vehicles, you just have to look for the entry form on www.trcmainstreet.org and touch the events tab, and that should take you to that application. We're always looking for more people. We would love a big, beautiful, twinkly parade. So other things that happen during old-fashioned Christmas after the parade, the children get to visit with Santa Claus at the Spaceport Visitor Center, and they get to tell Santa what their wishes are for their holiday gifts. And also going on in there, there are usually dancers or musicians playing in that place. But there are Christmas carolers usually in different places around town in some of the various shops. Those shops have specials and events going on. In the streets on Broadway, there are fire barrels because we have the streets closed off. And people like to warm up by the family-friendly fire barrels. And there's just everybody's doing their thing on that day, and it's really festive and fun, and it's just a celebration of community, and it's great to have so many people in the downtown.
And then you have December 14th, the Elephant Butte Luminaria Beach Walk. Something different?
It is something different. So the Luminaria Walk is hosted by the Elephant Butte Lake State Park and the Friends of Elephant Butte Lake, and they put out 3,000 luminarias. And those luminarias go from the parking lot all the way down and around the beach. Now, on the beach, there are different what they call campsites. And so there's a big bonfire in front of each of these campsites. And different groups or organizations or businesses will host a campsite. And they pass out pozole and chili and cocoa and cookies and s'mores, and it's amazing. And there are carolers. There's the Steel Soldiers campsite where you can make a donation to Make-A-Wish. And it's really, really fun to go out there because it only costs you what it costs to get in the state parks, which I think is like $5, and you can take a whole car full of people in there and then walk around and have all these treats passed out and visit with people and enjoy the campfires. So the Luminaria Walk is on Saturday, December 14th at the Elephant Butte Lake State Park. And the prior day is the old-fashioned Christmas. Plus, we have all these other things going on that weekend. So it's really a good time. If I was going to come to TRC at some point during the year, I would definitely make it the 13th and 14th because you can catch so many things going on. And in between all of those, you can soak in the hot springs. So all of these events that we've talked about are free, except for the Elephant Butte Luminaria Beach Walk. And like I said before, that is just the cost of the car getting into the state parks.
And then every Saturday night, you have an old-time fiddler's dance.
There is. The old-time fiddlers have a playhouse at 710 Elm Street in Truth or Consequences. And so the New Mexico Old-Time Fiddlers Association, Fiddlers and Friends, play there. And it's just a good, wholesome event where you can come and listen to the fiddlers. There's a door prize. You can dance. And everybody is invited to come and dance or just listen to the music. And it's $4 at the door. Proceeds support the New Mexico Old Time Fiddlers Association.
So lots happening those two weekends. An old-fashioned Christmas, the Elephant Butte Luminaria Walk, the Monticello Holiday Store, the old-time Fiddler's Saturday Night Dance, and the Hillsboro Christmas in the Foothills.
Yes, it's really amazing. We love the holidays in Sierra County.
Well, thank you so much for bringing us the Sierra County highlights. For Main Street Truth or Consequences, Executive Director Linda DiMarino. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.